Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are we doing?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, just, you know, kicking back, relaxing, had a bagel.
Oh,
really good stuff.
What did you have on your bagel?
Listen, it was just cream cheese, okay?
That's fine, that's fantastic.
I thought you were about to say something really outrageous, but
yeah.
Cream cheese is just normal for bagels.
Yeah,
all good.
I know, but that's the thing, is like, I thought you might want me to spice it up, you know?
Nah, live your bagel truth. It's all good.
I definitely do.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning? What's good in TV?
Well, this is not what's good in TV. This is something that's bad in TV.
Ooh.
But let's talk about it. We're talking about Ratchet, which is the new Netflix show from Ryan Murphy and Sarah Paulson. If you didn't know, Ryan Murphy has like a 10-show deal with Netflix.
This makes so much sense. I was like, he's everywhere.
Oh, well, he's always everywhere. And like, so Ryan Murphy, this show, if you don't know what it's about Nurse Mildred Ratchet, who is the main villain in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is a movie that I haven't seen and a book that I haven't read, so I'm perfectly qualified to talk about this show. But as you guys know, that I don't watch a lot of movies, so this kind of makes sense. And Sarah Paulson, who is Ryan Murphy's muse, basically. She plays like a character in every single show he ever does, but at the moment. I think she's been in like over like 15 productions with her as a different character in his shows. Yeah.
I actually quite like Sarah Paulson, I have to say. She's got a good, like, arch eyebrow, you know?
Super talented, and she carries what most actresses couldn't carry, which is a dog-awful script and a bonkers plotline. This show is typical Ryan Murphy. It's stylistically beautiful. It's got lots of gore. It's very campy. But there's not a lot going on behind all the smoke and mirrors and frills and stuff.
Right,
and
okay.
That's just
because he's got a big budget?
Yeah, he just gets budgets on budgets on budgets. So like if you just look at the costuming budget for this show, you'd be like, wow, this is ridiculous. And like, you can make like three other shows with this. And like, the show itself is beautiful, and it's set in, I guess, 1964 maybe, I think is the right.
1947.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Oh,
on.
Wow, okay.
Very nice. Fact check.
Yeah, so it's set in the beautiful olden days, and everyone's wearing like these beautiful shoulder pads, and it's set in a mental hospital where she is currently working as a nurse to try and I don't want to give any spoilers, so I'm not going to give any spoilers, but she's working as a nurse for a particular reason, and there is a mental patient in this mental hospital named Edmund Tellison who murdered four priests, and he's currently standing trial, and he's being whether he's deemed mentally fit to stand trial, and it's all that kind of drama. And the show just goes on.
Sounds like a good because it's the book.
I was
going
to say, this is kind of the premise is basically bits of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's how he's used it. Is it a prequel? Is it a prequel to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's meant to design. It's designed to humanize and explain Mildred Ratchet's character and why she's so awful in that movie and book.
Does it do that? Do you think?
Yes and no. Like, I think the issue is every show that Ryan Murphy does is a passion project. Like, it's something that he wants to create, and he has a vision, and he gets to like carry it out with all this money. But I think Ryan Murphy's vision is just so campy and out there that it isn't necessarily always that enjoyable or that great TV.
Right.
And like, he has these dedicated fans. There are people that are going to love this show and will love anything he puts out. American Horror Story, American Crime Story, like anything he does, they'll love it. But I think he barely rises to the top of his shows. Like, he's not in his prime anymore. I think he's just petering out. And like, he'll be making shows the day he dies. Like, this show's already got a season two coming up. The Politician, which I thought was awful, got a season two.
Did you that was awful?
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't a good show.
Okay.
And I
that's not what we're
it.
Talking about today. So yeah. I won't pivot too much today. But I was surprised to hear that.
And there is one character I want to point out. Her name is Charlotte. She's played by Sophie Okonedo. She's a British actress, I believe. And she played a character in Flack, which I reviewed a few months or weeks ago. And in this show, she is just phenomenal. She plays a character with dissociative identity disorder, more commonly known as multiple personality disorder. And she is very, very well. She's a great actress. I don't know if the portrayal itself is true to life.
Right.
Which I think is also one of the issues with the show, is that it kind of will cast aspersions and bias on the mentally ill community, which I don't really think is appropriate. But this actress plays a really good job playing this campy version of that. And I think she deserves all the props and all of the Emmys or Oscars or whatever the award show will be for her. Because she was just fantastic in the show. I thought she was a standout performance. And like when you get to episode 5, when she's in it, like that's when I really ramped back into watching. Like
right, okay. Kind of petered off and then were drawn back in.
Yeah, I was kind of dozing watching episode 1 to 4. I was kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm watching this. It's a bit gross. There's some kind of sketchy stuff going on. But then episode 5 onwards, I was like, okay, I'm back in. I want to know what goes on. And I mean, knowing me, I watch pretty much anything Ryan Murphy puts out. And I do get to the end of every season. I just don't really like love watching it, you know? Which is a very weird way to describe things. It's kind of like
love
having a
relationship with Ryan Murphy's content.
Well, it's kind of like when you eat the same meal for too many times. You're like, okay, I can have this meal again because I know it works, but I don't really want it, you know?
Yeah.
We've had a text in from someone who said they binge watch Ratchet and they found themselves increasingly playing with their phone as the show continued. Too many dead-end plot lines and unreasonable outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is Ryan Murphy doesn't like base any of his shows from reality. Like, he doesn't want it to be like the most realistic outcome or the most well-rounded character. He kind of wants that shock value. And I think it might just be how he sees the world. I mean, you've got to remember that he's a Hollywood producer who can probably do anything he wants to do and put any money towards anything. So for him, nothing's unrealistic. But for the average viewer, we're like, this isn't how life works. Like, this isn't what happens.
Yeah.
And it does require you to, like, all the shows require you to have some sense of, I've forgotten the word, but when you, like, when it's, you definitely
suspend
know it's not real.
Disbelief.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Because, like, I mean, Sarah Paulson's meant to be playing a character that's, like, I think, like, 27 maybe, like, very, very young. And she doesn't, I mean, she's not that young. And then she's meant to have a younger brother who's a similar age, but he's played by like someone well younger than she is.
This
so it's
something
very
that actually I always notice in TV and movies when they pick like ages. I feel like they should
it's like
never
watching Grease is the classic one for it. You're like, these are not teenagers. These are 45-year-old men. What is going on?
I know.
It's so strange, isn't it? I feel like they should just never say how old someone should be.
No, just let us all work it out.
Yeah,
and I think the issue with this is because they try and put a brother and sister next to each other who are clearly like 20 years apart. You're like, this is, you're not doing it. But and that's also the thing is Ryan Murphy doesn't want to be existing in a world where we have to believe everything. You know,
okay.
Like he wants to exist in a world where it's all kind of fantasy and campy and made up.
I've got to say I'm quite interested to watch it because I did love reading One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at school, but I kind of feel like, yeah, maybe Ryan Murphy is not someone I would have expected to pick up the mantle of Nurse Ratched and try and, you know, turn it into some sort of like backstory. So I'm a little bit surprised that this is where he's gone to, but I'd be interested to watch it. So maybe I'll give a couple of episodes a whack and see what
I
reckon.
Yeah, and I read up on a little bit about Nurse Ratched's character, and apparently she was meant to be the symbol of like the like awful harpy woman and like twisted by like the male patriarchy and all that stuff. And I don't know if Ryan Murphy has the nuance to like portray that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sarah Paulson does, but I don't know if Ryan Murphy has the nuance to write that and get it on screen.
I have a very embarrassing copy of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on my bookshelf at home, which is my like high school copy, which I've had since I was 15 when we studied it. And it's got all my furious notes in the margin from when you're doing something for an essay or something at school and you underline bits and you write things.
Don't write in books.
Yeah,
why would you write in books?
Say as well. I'm not a write in books
person. It was a school book thing.
Yeah.
So it had notes for essays and, you know, I forgot that it had
I'm
that in
you.
There. And I lent it to my flatmate
who
then just started texting me things that were in the margins, which are all these like embarrassing, furious 15-year-old feminist notes in the margin, like this bit's so sexist and stuff. It's super cringe to go back on, but I did enjoy that book, so who knows? Maybe Ratchet will be worth the watch.
Yeah, I reckon like there's an audience for it, and I don't know if it's always like our age group. I think we might be aging out of Ryan Murphy fear as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. Very middling review from me for this one. If people want to check it out, they can check it out.
It's a big blockbuster. I've seen it getting a lot of press. It's good to know what your hot take on it is, Sam.
Yeah, just check out the trailer. I mean, that's the best way to like judge these things as well, if it's actually for you or not. And like, I will say that the opening credits of the show is probably more beautiful than any opening credits I've seen in a long time. So maybe just watch that.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much, Sam. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Have a lovely weekend.
Goodbye. I miss you.
Miss you too. Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.
It actually makes me